So this is part of the security that had to be built into Java. When you think about it, it doesn't seem like a very safe thing to be able to take somebody to sit at your browser and to go out and take a program that somebody arbitrarily wrote and come run it on your machine. I mean, it could be a virus of some sort. So some of the language features that have been put into Java are specifically to eliminate that kind of thing. And that's why there's no pointer arithmetic. There's great care in the language not to give you any constructs that allow you to go outside of the memory space that your program is supposed to have. I mean, most viruses work by getting into the memory of the operating system or some other program where it's not supposed to be. So they've been very secure about that. And so far, for bytecodes that are in this general form, as far as I know, there haven't been any viruses or Trojan horses written. There is the problem that you can write a Java applet that will consume so much CPU on the browser machine that it sort of takes over the machine. So people can write applets like that, but so far nobody has written an applet that I know of that's gone to an arbitrary browser and like erased files on the disk or something really nasty. So the other part of the security, of course, is that the bytecodes are sent across the internet, which is not exactly your secure medium. So there's the question about whether they've been tampered with. And so that part is also addressed by doing some encoding, and the interpreter has to verify at the other end that the bytecode has not been tampered with.